This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you want to hear Terry Stotts?
Let's hear it. Is he behind the couch? What's happening with the Terror Bear?
He's at his house. And
is he behind the couch?
I tell you what, he's got some nice grass.
Well, I would assume, right?
I mean, like really nice grass.
Well, he's not taking care of that grass. I
guarantee
he's got like True Green or one of those lawn services.
You think? Or do you think he has one of the like the high-end ones?
Well, he is not taking care
of
his yard.
Of course not. But I tell you what, that grass is like, I mean, I couldn't.
It's like a putting green.
He disseminated a message today on social media.
Is it his account or to the Blazers? Where do I find it?
Oh, he doesn't have an account.
It's the Blazers.
And I'm going to play it for you. But you want to see the grass.
Look, I don't care about
there's
the
nothing that
none.
He says.
I want to see the grass.
You want to see the strange vertical video, even though he could have done it horizontally and he's slightly off center.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
He's like to the very
but
left.
But he's so tall,
screen.
Though.
Right.
I think he was showing off his wooded yard. He's got a wonderful back lot.
Is this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because I can't find it.
Yeah, we'll get it for you.
Well, look better.
Look better. Look harder. Do more.
I'm searching.
Anyway, he's
care
got great
more.
Grass. I don't know why I'm telling you that. His grass is wonderful. It's the only thing I care about. Well, he doesn't say anything worthwhile, but we're going to play it for you anyway. And I feel like they made him do this.
Yeah.
Because he appears to be reading it.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a cue card. His eyes keep going to it, but
he's just reading it.
I'm with you. That is a quality yard.
Oh my God. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
It's mowed perfectly.
Mm, there's some lines in it. He's got some nice trees going behind him and a little like there's a shrubbery behind the fence.
Looks like maybe he can go back there and cross a bridge.
Look
into,
at the bridge.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what that bridge is? That's over a Babylene Brook.
You're damn right it is.
I guarantee there's a fire pit somewhere and
that's NBA coach money.
That's
right
good
there.
Times for the Terror Bear.
I saw him once. He lives in, I think, Lake O. I think I know right where that is. It's over by Lake O or the Oswego Lake Country Club.
Sure.
I saw him walking his little dog once.
Yeah. Well,
it was funny. He's like 7'8", you know?
With a little tiny.
And he's got this little like, what is that thing?
Like a Yorkie poo or
something? Yeah, it was like a white Yorkie.
Sure. I'll tell you what, his lawn game on
Oh my
point.
God, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
I want lawn like that.
Anyway. That's a rich man's lawn. You're
How
not
far
dead.
Back does that backyard go, you think?
That is such a rich man's lawn.
That is, that's a way back.
Well, he's right in the middle of Lake O, so I mean, I don't think the property's huge. I know the house is huge.
Say like half acre, maybe an acre.
Yeah, like something like that. You know, he's a modest man.
Well, it's enough to have a brook running through it.
Hey, do you want to hear what he said to you? It's a message to you, the fans.
It's not going to be as good as the grass, but yeah, let's do it anyways.
All right. We'll get to that next, and then we'll talk about an opening day. Here's Mike.
The Torments.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, well, we haven't heard much from your fearless Blazer leaders. At least I don't think. But Terry Stotts was forced to do a very awkward video message to us today.
Yeah.
And all I noticed was his beautiful yard, which really is beautiful if you like to take a look at it. It's on social media.
It's kind of stole the show today, to be honest with you, between that, hats, and Lego baseball.
But I'm going to play for you what he had to say to you, because it's a message to you, the fans.
Yeah.
Okay? So he clearly, somebody wrote this for him.
He's reading off
you
a cue
can tell
card.
He's reading. You can hear it in his voice that he's reading. But hey, better that than never hearing from the Terror Bear, right?
Sure.
And he's not inside his house. He's outside his house. because I think he didn't want you to see any element of where he lives other than his yard.
Can we piece that together like a forensic detective?
Can probably do Google Earth.
Yeah, I try to figure that out.
Because
like,
I know the roughly where he lives.
Yeah, like someone knows that bridge and from the bridge right. in his back and the creek running through.
Terry, we're finding your ass.
We can piece this together.
Hey, Rip City, Coach Stotts here. Like many of you, I've just been here at home the past couple of weeks as my wife Jan and I tried to do our part to get through this situation as quickly and safely as possible. I encourage everyone to follow the instructions we've all been given for social distancing and washing our hands and surfaces regularly. Please protect yourselves, your family, and our community during this difficult time. I know the team and I can't wait to get back to playing basketball, but more importantly, we can't wait to have a safe and healthy community where we can come together again. Take care, and I hope to see you soon. And remember, when in doubt, don't go out.
Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa! When in doubt, don't go out.
When in doubt, don't go out.
I haven't heard that from anyone else.
I guarantee that's like Todd's doing or something, right? That's
Blazers.
Blaze the Trail Cat came up with that, but I like it. Let's do
it. When in doubt, wait, who's in doubt?
Well, there's people that are in doubt. It's
I'm
like,
not
a,
in doubt.
You know, we've been chewing it and doing it. And now I think we need to do the when in doubt, don't go out. Instead, chew it and do it.
I loved the, I know the team and I are excited to get right. back out there.
We can't wait to turn it over 25 times against the Lakers. Could you hear the babbling brook in there?
Let's go one more time.
Well, I feel like you could hear the water. Like it sounds like he's in a very serene place. Maybe even rehab.
Well, there is. There is a brook in the back, but I don't know if I could hear that. And you're right. I do think if there was an intervention and you needed to have a rehab, I feel like his backyard would be a good one.
Hey, Rip City. Coach Stotts here. Like many of you, I've just been here at home the past couple of weeks as my wife Jan and I tried to do our part to get through this situation.
I think he has a water feature.
No, I think that's like a frequency of the phone recording.
That's what I was wondering. Is that white noise? Or you're right. That's not the brook, but he could have a water feature.
He's probably got a waterfall back there.
Well, he definitely has a waterfall, but that's
well, who doesn't?
That goes without saying, right? A waterfall? Oh, I don't have
with fish. Do you think he has fish in it?
Maybe a koi pond.
Has a koi pond.
I've got a wood pile with dead animals in it, but I don't have a water feature. Come on now.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you found a koi in the wood pile?
No, that's disturbing.
What do you think Terry Stotts' home like viewing, like TV situations like? Do you think
it's
great?
What is he watching or what's his setup like?
What's his setup like? Like if you went to where Terry Stotts likes, I picture him in a big oversized chair.
Sure.
That only he can sit in.
Mm-hmm.
And his dog on his lap. And then what's he got?
75?
You think?
I'm picturing his own personal movie theater that he sits in.
Oh.
Because you know a lot of the big homes have those personal movie theaters.
They do.
I'll tell you what though, man. He's of a generation that sometimes they're not really,
that's right.
They're not dialed in with the big TVs.
That's
it's
right.
like they don't, they, it's like overkill. You know,
I don't see him watching a lot of TV.
No.
Well, game film though. I don't see him watching a lot of game film.
He
either.
Would, but I think that would be a computer. You know,
which he could beam up to his giant
home theater.
That's I'm
going to go
out
That's
on
true.
A limb and I'm going to make a bold statement right now.
Let's hear it.
The house is.
This is what you're here for.
This is what I'm here for. The house is amazing. I have no like. Just judging from what we've seen of the yard,
it's a nice house.
That house is going to be really nice, but. I'm here to tell you
love a good
that
butt.
If we walked in, totally I don't. Think we would be disappointed in the TV
no.
situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think disappointed. I think we'd just be like, okay.
But this is my point. You're going to walk in.
Pretty good.
And it's going to be spectacular. There's really nice furniture. There's going to be some artwork.
Pillars.
I'll bet you guarantee there's pillars and columns. There's a statue of some kind. There's some sort of, there's some sort of sculpture foyer.
Maybe
that's
he has
Janet.
The double staircase around the edge of the foyer.
Yes, double staircase. But this is what I'm saying. You're going to walk in and you're going to be like, holy crap, this is really nice. And I do think when we got to the TV area, I think there'd be a little bit of like, that's not
Terry.
That's not as good as we were hoping for.
Let's maybe upgrade a little bit.
Yeah, I think compared to the rest of the house, I think the TV area is going to be a bit disappointing. Now, if you walked into Lillard's place or CJ, I guarantee that situation with the TV, blow your mind.
I wound up finding Lillard's home on Zillow and looking at it. It was incredible.
Of course it is.
Really?
Yeah.
And that
I want to see that.
That
by
home
the way,
theater
I am,
is amazing.
I'm looking at the Terry and Janet estate.
How did you find that?
As we speak. Somebody sent it to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On what? I want to see this.
We have insiders. And that was not the house I saw him out front of, but he was walking his dog. So, but that That looks right. That looks right. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna confirm on Google. This is how creepy are we right now?
This is what people do anyway. So we're just doing
totally
it on the air.
It totally is. It totally is. It's nice, but
I've had people do that with me. And like someone will, and like on Twitter, someone will send it, and I'm like, oh God, man,
don't, creepo.
Like that's a, and they're like, ha ha ha, and I'm like, that's not ha ha ha. Ha. That's just,
what does that mean?
I have thought weird. That you give an awful lot of details about where you live, and I'm like, Sook, you should probably.
But here's the thing: if you want to find where I live, it's the easiest. Like,
yeah. there's nothing in there.
No, there's nothing in there. You know, like, and trust me, if you want to come,
he's got
over,
a Mets hat.
Yeah, come over and knock on my door sometime. Great,
$1,000 leather bag. Don't knock on my door, damn it. So Terry and Janet, and this house is consistent. Because I'm looking at the front view, yeah. The yard is consistent with the backyard that we just saw in the video. Like that is immaculate, and he's got an American flag out there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Terry and Janet.
Yeah.
America.
Well, would you expect anything less? I guarantee.
Yeah.
I guarantee he's got an American flag.
Guaranteed, huh?
Guaranteed. He's an American flag guy.
He
Look
is.
At his haircut.
Look at Janet, though.
You can tell by the haircut that there's an American flag out front. Now,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I would like to get a look at the TV situation, though, to see if I'm right.
Yeah. Maybe I can go over tonight and peer in some windows. See what they got going on.
Can we lurk in some bushes? I'd like to believe that somehow Terry Stotts is going to hear this and be like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah,
like,
he's
really,
not.
Like, really, guys?
He's not listening.
No, he's not.
Okay, so can you forward me the link to Lillard's? All I think about is Lillard's.
I got to find it again, but yeah, I'll find it.
So his house, all I see right now, because every once in a while, he'll post videos and stuff from his place.
Sure.
So you can kind of see what's going on in there. Mm-hmm. And that is what I look at. I don't care what he's saying or doing. I look at, oh.
Okay, what's happening?
He's in his living room.
What's happening in the
nice
bag?
Curtains.
What's happening here?
I picture kid toys everywhere. Because his kid's at that age where you've got like
really
every bit of, yeah, because he's got that, what's he, that boy's probably, is he what, two yet?
Two
year and a half?
Yeah.
I picture there's all kinds of kids' toys.
Now there's a room for that. He's got a
you
mansion.
So?
I
don't think so because
there's a dedicated room.
There was supposed to be a room, but here's what happens. You know this. There's supposed to be a room and you're supposed to keep it all contained, mm-hmm. but then you're like, well, I don't want to go in the room with the kid. So I want the kid to be out where I am watching whatever.
Yeah.
And so then you bring the toys out there. That's how that happens.
Yeah. And before you know it, it's just,
before you know it, toys everywhere.
Thunderdome.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, I'm looking here and I think I found the ATV in the living room.
The what?
The TV living room or the living room TV
for
Stotts.
How do you know?
Oh, I found it. There's you can find it on real estate sites.
Does it sit on the carpet?
No, it sits on a very nice brick wall. But I'm here to tell you, I was right. It's if this is the, and now granted, this was probably the photos from when the house was bought, right? So I'm sure they made their changes. These are the old, because it's.
Oh, you got the sale photo.
I got
like
the sale photo. So when they bought the house.
What year? What year?
Let's take a look at this.
Because he got here. He's been here a long time.
He's been here a long time.
So I sent you the house, Rob.
So these are old. You know? Oh, this was like 2000. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't have Janet's touch on it yet.
No, it does not. But I'm here to tell you that if that is where the TV is.
2012.
Old, yeah. The old setup was not. It's not commiserate with how nice the house is.
You can't hold that against him.
Why? Well, it's all I have to go on. I can only
keep
go
working.
On the information I have. So I gotta scour to see if there's a photo of Terry Stotts' living room somewhere.
Maybe we can get a mole to take one.
I've seen Greg Owen's living room before.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He had like a loft, though. So, yeah, it was,
all right.
Yeah. It's nice.
How'd you see that? What happened?
Long story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seems like you don't want to talk about it.
I think I'd get someone in trouble.
Big party?
No, but I don't think I was supposed to be there.
Oh.
Yeah. So, just...
Did you drop your pants and take a picture in the mirror?
No, I did not. But again, I
don't think you want to be compared in that sense.
No.
No, he was doing all right.
No, I shouldn't have been there, though, so I gotta, you know... My entrance to the house was probably not approved. But it's nice.
I'm going to need to hear more about this.
Again, I can tell you off the air. I'm not going to say anything on the air. But I have been in Greg Owen's place.
Do you think it'd be inappropriate for me to send an evite to Terry Stotts to invite me over?
No, I think
like, hey, I'm coming over tomorrow night at 7.
Well, could we send one out to the Blazers PR and be like, hey, we'd like to talk about Terry Stotts' TV situation. Could we?
Well, that would be cool. Like,
could we come in?
Here's what I would do. Okay, instead of a like some canned, hey, you know what? What did he say? If you're in doubt, don't go out.
Yeah, if you're in doubt, don't go out.
Instead of that stupid thing that you just made him read, wouldn't it be cool if the Blazers showed us? And they probably wouldn't agree to that. I mean, I get it. You don't want to show. I guess it would look bad because you've got a lot of money and you're showing off where you're quarantined.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'd be kind of cool if they did like a Blazers cribs.
Yeah.
Where they're all quarantined up and then they just take us on a little tour of their places. I think that'd be sweet.
Sure.
But that it probably wouldn't be well received.
No. I'll do one tonight at my place if you want an inside look at where I live and in quarantine, if you want to be really disappointed. I can show you my coat closet and Mets hat.
I think you should.
Want to look inside? You want to look inside my place? Here's my bulldog snoring on the bed in front of my desk. Although the highlight of the house may be the Isaac Rob desk. It's kind of the focal point of my house.
It's a damn good desk. You're welcome.
It is a really good desk.
And I don't even have toilet paper from you.
No.
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.